This is case number 12,645, Zachary Ulrich and Brianna Tumas seek a variance from the maximum lot coverage requirement, sections 115.25 and 115.172 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on South Canal Street within the Bay City Manufactured Home Park. The 911 address is 35851 South Canal Street, Millsboro. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 234, Map 24, Parcel 34, with a unit number of 17838. Specifically, the applicants request a lot coverage of 44.8%. There are zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and nine mail returns.
Is the applicant present? If you would please come forward, Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Zachary Ulrich, 35851 South Canal Street, Millsboro, Delaware.
Brianna Tumas, 35851 South Canal Street, Millsboro, Delaware.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening. You guys can have the floor.
So we're here to request a variance for the maximum lot coverage requirement of the Sussex County Zoning Code. We're asking for a minimum of 5% above the 35% allotted to us to build.
Mr. Phillips, is it 5%? I thought you said that they were looking for 44.8%.
Yes, I believe the applicant said a minimum of 5%. What we have calculated out right now is the total lot coverage will be 44.8%, which is another way to calculate this is it's an increase of 28% from the maximum that they are allowed. So there are kind of multiple ways to calculate it, but those two ways.
We've been very confused with the whole number process.
Okay. Do you have your packet with you that you filled out?
Yes.
There are criteria for a variance. Would you go through those one by one?
Yes. Number one, we put that we live in a mobile home community park. The uniqueness of the property, we have smaller lot sizes in our community, and then we have the 35% of the lot coverage rule. For number two, cannot otherwise be developed. Our marginal restrictions are different than a normal subdivision. Number three, not created by the applicant. Our house sits on a low part of the property. A lot of the water, when it rains, precipitates, drains down to under our home. It's a runoff, and it all comes to under the house, and it sits under the house. And the additions on order to push the water away from going under our house. We also put a French drain around the backyard because our backyard with the people that live behind us backyard, when it would rain, the water would sit and it'd almost be like a wetland almost. And we would have inches of water back there that would just sit, kill the grass, get in again, it would drain to under our house just the way that the property sits.
It would be like a pool behind our house that we couldn't even walk in back there. And a lot of our neighbors, they built up with the with cement and everything, but it was grandfathered in, so it got past the 35% rule and all the runoff came to our property. And it would get in under our house and cause problems with whenever it evaporated, it got into our house. And I have a really bad mold allergy, and we couldn't figure out what was going on with it. And
so the water would actually get under our house, and under our house is mud. It's dirt, so it's not gravel under the house. It's not. So it would sit and actually evaporate up, and we would find that the underlayment on our floor would actually be damp. It would mold the floor basically, and that's a problem because she has a mold allergy along with some of our other family members. But number four goes on, it actually, with the French drain and the additions, it actually, there is no more water. It can rain all day, all night. In fact, it's raining right now outside. There is no water sitting anywhere in the backyards anymore. Between the drain with the blockages that we put up, it actually helped.
Our neighbor actually complimented us for solving the problem to his backyard. He can mow his grass like the day after it rains now, where it would have had to dry out for like a week.
And since then, they put new grass in, and it actually, so we have a dry backyard now. It's not a wetland back there anymore. And then number five, the minimum variance. Again, we want to apply for the minimum of 5%.
However that
math, 28%. We just.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, that's it.
Questions?
So you indicated on question number three, we put the additions on in order to push the water away, and then you spoke about blocking.
Yes, so the additions, we put we had a one-car garage that we put on and a roof on our back deck. The water...
It was pushing it away, so that worked. I'm not sure what you said about blocking.
The French drain blocks the water from getting under the house. It drains now. It blocks the water from going down and under because our property sits... in to everybody else's. In fact, if you look at our property, our neighbor, his driveway sits up, and when you walk, there's about a 5 or 6 inch ledge that you can tell from our neighbor's driveway to our grass line, and that was a problem that we were having. So we tried to block it because it kept happening and happening and happening. It would rain even a little bit, and we'd have water under the house, which would cause bugs and everything else. So
when you say blocking or additions, you're talking about the French drain?
Yes.
How did you know there was a problem, and why are we here?
Mostly, I was getting sick continuously. I couldn't even like be in the house at all because of the mold that was just rising up. We kind of narrowed it down to that. We went through the whole entire house trying to figure out where the mold was, and just walking around the house then outside, you could see, like, you would have to have like rubber boots because the water would just sit there.
Understood. How did you know you needed to come to the Board of Adjustment?
They told us that we had to.
Who is they?
The county.
The county code officers.
You were constables. Cited?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, a little while ago, between the snowstorms and everything else, it's just been a long process.
So I was having a little hard time following this. So when you speak of the addition, you're speaking of the drains.
The drains, and we also put a small carport on and a roof on the back deck.
Okay, gotcha. As far as the drains, now where does that discharge from the drains?
It pushes out towards the road.
Towards the road?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Were those additions permitted?
They're like a block foundation type of thing.
Did you have a permit to build the additions?
We were working through those.
What does that mean?
At the time, we're young, and... we didn't know that we needed the permit for sure, so we started the project, and then we applied for the permit.
Did you do the work, or did you have a contractor do the work?
We did the work.
have a permit on record?
So that's correct. On May of 2021, a county representative visited the site in reference to building without a permit. One has since been applied for. Is that correct, Ms. Norwood?
Yes.
And the permit is active.
Thank you.
So the discharge from the drains, that has no effect on any of your neighbors?
It's actually helped the neighbors that were having problems at that point. We haven't heard anything from any other neighbors. They've all been happy with it. It wasn't a good house in the neighborhood whenever we bought it. So the work we've done kind of brought up the...
So you are adding a roof over a deck and a carport. Am I getting this right? You're adding a roof over a deck and the carport. You didn't get a permit. That's why they came out for enforcement. Discovered that, I'm assuming, the carport is now putting you over the 35% rule?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. The drain is not putting you over the 35% rule?
No, it's gravel.
Yeah. The deck was already there, so that's already contributing to the 35% even before you put a roof on it, right?
Yes.
So really the carport's the issue here?
Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I have a question for Mr. Sharp. So we have two sets of calculations. This variance is for a lot coverage variance, which I find pretty crucial. We have, and there are just small discrepancies. Are we to use the figures that the constable calculated or the figures that staff calculated through the survey?
My first question would be, which one's larger?
The discrepancies I see in the survey are a little larger.
Okay. Being that's what the applicant has sought, I think we should go off of that, and that's something the surveyor had, because I know that sometimes in the field they're perhaps not as exact.
Okay.
But I would suggest that.
I would agree. I'd like to clarify that for the record then.
Thank you.
So I'd like to ask you some more questions about the carport. Do you also have a garage on this house?
No.
Okay, so because you didn't have a garage, you wanted a carport?
Yes.
What kind of foundation is this carport constructed on?
My dad helped us build it right back there, but he can be real technical with it.
If you swear him in, he could testify.
Okay.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Greg Toomas. My home address is 305 Park Avenue, Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Do you want me to repeat the question?
No. It's on the cement pads with four that are putting on 4x4 posts. 4x4 post sits in it, and the cement constructed block is what it's sitting on.
Okay, so you didn't pour footers?
No, it's not footer.
Okay.
This is, it's all removable, it's all movable. It ends up as far as that part.
Okay.
It's not permanent as far as that way.
It is a foundation, but it's just not a poured foundation.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. All right, and is there gravel underneath that park your car on?
It originally, where the area in which we ended up putting this, the prior owners had pavers there, the 1 foot by 1 foot pavers there, and just really what it is a place to store the our car, golf cart and a jet ski is all that's there.
Okay, so
it's not for a car. It's not for a car, it's for actually the golf cart to be stored in.
So the paver floor was already existing?
Yes, the paver floor was already there.
Okay. Mr. Sharp, I'm assuming pavers don't contribute to the 35% rule, do
they? No, it's my understanding they do not. Is that right, Ms. Norwood? Because I think it's like driveways. You have a concrete driveway that's not...
Sure. I was reading the code. It just did speak of manufactured home and accessory buildings. I don't know if we calculated... I think we calculated the pavers just to be on the safe side.
And him speaking of not having a footer or where it... So it's not actually permanently attached to the ground, right?
No.
Does that have any impact?
I think it doesn't because it's a structure. I've got a lot of questions, though.
Well, why don't you go ahead with yours, then?
I have a lot of them. So I'll start with the first thing. I'm not exactly sure where this thing is, because I've got a survey here that's from September of last year, and it shows a house, a deck. It has an existing drive to lot line and some pavers and wood posts. I see a shed to the rear, I see a sunroom to the rear, and then I see something that says paver 169 square feet.
That's the carport.
That's where the carport
yes,
is.
Yes, so that's in the, where the carport kind of the would be.
Southeast corner.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so that's helpful.
And basically, right next to it is the neighbor that has the 5 inches driveway right next to us. So we were
driveway that runs that whole length.
So we're just trying to get the water out from under.
Well, you know, one of the things that, you know, we kind of have to look at here, and when you moved in, everything on this property, everything that was a structure on this property existed except for the carport and the roof over your deck. Is that right?
Correct.
So, you know, in looking at this, you know, you have to demonstrate that if it's the carport that is creating the reason we're here, which is my understanding from Mr. Ulrich's testimony, was that the carport wasn't needed for the drainage issue. So all this kind of talk about the drainage just seems to be kind of irrelevant. I don't know if the board agrees with that or not, but the issue is how much stuff do you have on the lot? And that's the reason we have these requirements in place, is we don't want to overburden lots, in part because of drainage, but also just so that we don't have too much stuff on a small lot. That's kind of the purpose and intent of the code. So adding this carport on here with no permit adds to that square footage. Now, I don't know if just that alone makes you non-compliant. I would ask staff to look into that. But why is that carport necessary to enable you to reasonably use your property? One of the standards is that the variance must be necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Why is that carport necessary? Why is it needed?
We want to put the golf cart and that
from
undercover.
What my logicalness was that I thought that it would help push the water from under the main bedroom, because the main bedroom's over on that side, and that's where I was getting sick the most.
Okay, so you needed something to run it off of that side of the house?
Yeah.
Yes.
Was there any other options other than putting a carport with an additional roof there? Was it like a guttering system or anything else?
Was gutters there, and it just wasn't helping whenever there was like an excessive amount of rain coming down.
Has that created any, and I know you testified to your neighbor, but I want to make sure I'm referring to the right neighbor. Has that posed any problems with flooding or drainage on the property to the east?
They have not came and told us anything like that.
Okay, so what this does is effectively, if I'm understanding it right, you've got rain hitting the house, water that's hitting that roof, instead of hitting the roof and then guttering off to the southeast corner of the house, it's now going to the southeast corner of the carport, which is, it looks very close to the side property line. So I don't know how that's not, is there some system there that catches the water so it doesn't drain right onto the neighbor?
It goes towards the road and towards the back of the house, like the pitch of the roof.
Okay.
It's
not going towards the neighbor's house, it's going towards the front of the property.
And when was this put up?
Last year. Last year?
Last spring, I believe. Last spring.
All right, and you said that you helped put that up, sir?
Yes, I did.
Okay, are you a licensed contractor?
No.
Okay. I don't know if the board has questions, I may have some others, but I may trigger some questions the board may have for you.
I do have a question for staff. Can you tell just by looking at your calculations, if they were to get rid of that carport, golf cart, whatever you want to call it, would that get them back in compliance?
With the lot coverage, most likely not, no.
So they still would not be in compliance even if they did get rid of the carport?
That is correct, because the 44.8% figure that I provided, that would be the total allowable, or the total lot coverage, is only actually for what's existing. So our lot coverage is, even if we take out the pavers, is still going to be higher. If we add 150 square feet for the screen porch and 360 square feet for the 12x30 porch. So I can continue to calculate, but I'm of the view right now that there, it will still be over the total maximum.
So just to clarify, when you say paver, you're referring to where the carport is, but on the survey it showed as paver?
Pavers, 36 square feet and 34 square feet, the stepping stones.
Okay.
I was under the impression those would not count.
Okay.
Or would they?
I'd have to look, but I don't think they do.
Okay.
I think it's usually structures.
It does just state that in that part of the code, home and the accessory buildings.
Yeah. So that's like decks, steps, sheds, carports, garages.
And decks.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm still trying to understand the carport and how it aids you in the drainage. Is there anything coming off of that? Any kind of, I mean, you might have said, I thought you were speaking of the house when you said, when we're talking about the guttering. Is there any guttering coming off the carport? And I'm trying, I've been in the business for a long time, and I know that, I've never heard of a building aiding in
a screen porch.
That's not even in the ground, aiding in drainage. Can you explain that to me?
There was a ton of water coming from our neighbors that way underneath the house towards that. We were hoping that the water would subside from going underneath the house if it stopped at those pavers.
That could have been done without a carport.
The majority of rain comes from that side. It's coming in between there, blowing right up against the house. Now with the roof there, it stops it from hitting in on the house, running straight down and in. Now it funnels it either out in towards the front yard and we are going to be putting, or you know, once things are cleared up and everything, we're going to be putting gutters on it with downspouts to shoot it out the yard. But with what we got, we had to cease any type of work that we were doing, so we stopped from there. So the addition of actual gutters and downspouts will end up getting the amount of water that's coming that way out past where the yard starts to go, doesn't come down to the house is where it is. If you don't understand what I'm saying.
I get what you're saying. I believe that could have all been done with drainage, but. So. The 34 square feet, square footage, and I'm trying to understand this by looking at this also. You have South Canal Street, which you're facing with the deck, which is the 228 square plus or minus square feet. Is that the deck that you covered?
No, it's in the back.
It's called the sunroom on there.
Sunroom in the back.
He called it the sunroom, but it's not the sunroom.
All right.
Yeah, the sunroom and room in the back is the one.
Okay. And ever on this left-hand, over on this right-hand side, as I'm looking at this to scale, is where the carport is, correct? On the right-hand side.
Yeah, it's yeah.
Where it says paver, 169 plus square feet, that's where the carport should be put on. And actually where that dash line is at, that's the size of the thing. From the house to that dash line.
So this carport, it's an A-frame roof structure?
Yes.
And it's sloping, that's what I was having trouble with.
It's the same as the house, so it's facing, here's the South Canal, it's facing this way, that's the way the whole house is, that's the way it is too.
Gotcha, okay.
Ms. Norwood, I got a question. Because when we were looking at, when I was looking at this from the get-go, I was not under the impression that the paver was a structure that was at issue. Is there a side yard variance issue for this? My recollection was that the house and the shed had had a CO, so there were no issues as far as those structures went.
Right.
But in looking at this, this looks exceptionally close to that side property line.
But if
the existing home?
No, the carport.
The carport, was, you said, was on the 169 square foot paver side.
That's what the testimony is.
Right. Well, that I think looks like it's. What size is it?
It's 5.5 feet from the property.
It says 5.5 feet on that.
Is that for that, or is that from the sun for the sunroom? Because the sunroom appears to be 5.5 feet.
It's the same size, sir.
That's where the carport actually stops at.
Okay, so it stops at the edge of the
yes.
sunroom. Okay, thank
yes.
you. Because that drawing looks like it goes much closer than that.
Yeah. Yes.
So where that dotted line is, where it says paver 169 square feet, that's where the edge of that carport is?
That's
yes.
where the edge of that is, but the pavers do run the whole way. And they were there long before, I mean,
they were there before we bought the
house. Yeah, they were there prior to us buying a house. They may have been, I understand that most of the houses there that built more than the 35 was before this, that went into effect and was grandfathered.
So in looking at this, do we know the square footage of the carport? Because the 169 would indicate that entire paver area that goes almost to the side property line.
That does.
Mr. Sharp, the carport is permitted and it's at 8 by 14.
8 by 14? Thank you.
We actually cut that down.
So that'd be 112 square feet.
Right.
Further questions from the board?
Sure. Any approval from the landlord?
Yes. We actually talked to her today, too.
Okay. I think just as a conversation with staff, looking at it, I see 112 square foot for the carport, 166 square feet for the sunroom. I see the shed has 101 square feet. I see the house has 1590 square feet. and the deck has 228 square feet. Am I missing anything there?
That is exactly what I have, except if we could clarify the screen porch at 6x25, that's 150 square feet. Does that need to be added?
Where is the screen porch?
That is...
It was written as part of the permit that was issued.
So that's correct, except I would like to question that.
All right. Do you guys have this in front of you?
Yes.
Okay. So we're just going through, is everything that says square footage SF on it?
Yes.
I was going through it to try to figure out what was on there and
yes.
what we have. Is there a screen porch that is on here, and if so, where? I see something that says boat, and I see kind of an odd jut out there, but I didn't know if that was, you know.
There's a screen porch next to the deck in the front of the house. It looks like he didn't.
So it's not showing on this survey?
No.
It says that it's part existing home. It's all part of that existing home.
Okay, so that existing home that's 1590 includes the screen porch?
Yes, yes.
Okay, all right. Thank you. That helps clarify some things for us, because we are trying to get the numbers right on the calculation, so. Come up with 2197 square foot of improvement.
That's correct. I have 2,197.
And what is the square footage of the lot? Do you know, Mr. Phillips?
That is not listed by the surveyor. I can guarantee a number to the nearest tenth of a foot, and that is, just to make sure, 5,221.3
square foot lot?
Yes.
So looking at that, it would look like 35% of that would be 1,827.46. So we're roughly looking at 360 square feet. We're looking from a numerical standpoint in that ballpark.
Yes.
Okay.
Overage.
Overage, correct. Correct.
Is there anyone present who is in favor of this application? Is there anyone present who is in opposition to this application? Operator?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star.
Thank you. There are no further questions. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
And I'm sorry, you said that the carport has been permitted?
Yes.
Well, permit was issued after the fact, is that right?
That's correct.
I think it's conditioned upon the board approving the variance.
I'd like to make a correction for the record. So the permit was applied for on April 19th, 2021. And when we referenced the inspection by the county constable, that was May of 2021. So it was inspected after. And although it was permitted, that is when our lot coverage and variance questions arose.
When it was, after the inspection?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying that.
So just to understand, even the removal of the carport will still not be in compliance, right?
It would appear that way. I believe we were at 360 square feet as the overage, and that carport was 112 square feet. So
yes, it would be marginally over the 35% maximum if, yes.
And there had been certificates of approval for the other structures on the property?
Not all of them. So these permits range from 1984 through 2010. And the only structures to receive a certificate of occupancy was the porch enclosure the enclosure of a porch slash shed in April of 1999 and a residential addition in July of 1991. So the deck, the screen porch, and another structure have actually not received COs.
Just to understand again, the carport is the only thing that you guys have put on the lot, right? Everything else was already there when you purchased the property?
Yeah, we bought it 3 years ago.
Okay.
The sunroom was not something you put on?
The sunroom was something that we did. We expanded and screened it in with a roof, thus to help with the drainage issue.
How much did you expand it?
To the end of the carport.
To the end of the carport.
So basically from the edge of the house?
About 6 feet.
I need to make another question. Mr. Sharp, I apologize, but I need to make one more correction for the record.
Sure.
The permit was applied for in April of 2021. Paperwork appears to have been submitted to the building code department for that permit. However, notes from the constable states, quote unquote, I told the applicant the paperwork was submitted, but it was incorrect. So it appears that the effective date was the date the permit was applied for and submitted to the county, but it does not appear that that permit was fully issued as corrections were needed to the architectural plans. So we've gone back and forth, but it was applied for and actually not completely issued by the county.
And just to be clear, that permit was for the addition to the sunroom the carport and the screen porch in the front of the prop, front of the house?
Yes.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we deny in part case number 12645 for Mr. Zachary Ulrich and Brianna Thomas, that some of the structures were already there, and the removal of the carport would come closer to compliance, even though it would still be over, but maybe that would represent the minimum variance necessary.
So just to be clear, your denial would be for the carport, but you'd be approving the other structures?
Correct.
Including the extension of the screen of the sunroom?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Aye.
Reasons. Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
For those reasons. And I too for those reasons. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 12645 has been approved in part and denied in part.